say that that's an accurate appraisal? And how much pushback did you guys need to do with this defense today after yesterday's performance?
You know, yesterday was unacceptable. You know, we weren't on our game, and we had things that we had to work out. You know, we had some injuries that happened, so the next man has to step up. And we're just trying to get used to each other. You know, our offense is going to be there. I promise you guys that. Our offense is going to be there. Coach McCoy wants to run the ball. And if we can't run the ball, we're going to throw the ball and get DT and Sanders on the edge and go catch and go win games. But yesterday we were all upset because it wasn't our best. And, you know, today I thought we came out better running the ball, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, the guys stepped up today. The veterans stepped up and did what they needed to do and, you know, brought the young ones like me along, and we just were ready to go today.
What was missing on that day? Was it just aggression or what was it?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest, I really don't know what it was. It's just one of those days. You know, you have days that are good, and then you have one day that, you know, you're just trying to work through it because you're going to hit adversity in the game. And I promise you, you know, everyone does. We all hit adversity in our life, but just every single day that we got to come out and smack that adversity in the face. And, you know, that's what's going to help us, you know, make it to where we need to be. You know, a Super Bowl is what we need to win, and that's where we want to go. And, you know, getting there, you're going to hit adversity. You're going to hit loops, and you got to go around the loops, and you got to go through hoopers to get where you need to be. And that's where we're right on the right path.
How important was it to push back today when Ridley got the hard shot on the sideline? You guys reacted pretty quickly to that.
Hey, we had to, man. You know, things happen in practice, and, you know, we're a team, and that's how we always going to be. We're going to be a family, but, you know, family fights. You know, brothers and sisters fight all the time, and that's what happens out here sometimes. Sometimes your aggression gets a better view of the other, but, you know, Coach Joseph does such a great job of bringing us close together, bringing us where we need to be, and saying, you know what, you guys are a family, and that's who really what we are. And we understand that, but things happen, and we go from there, but that's what we need to do to get that edge, and then we finish strong in practice, finish strong.
On the line, you feel like you guys have the good chemistry going, or is that something that's a work in progress?
It's always a work in progress, man. But I feel like right now we're in the right direction. You know, me and Max on the left are doing great. And then, you know, Connor, and then when Matt comes in, they're just picking it right where it needs to be. You know, Ron went down early, which is a shame, but he'll be back healthy. You know, he's such a great leader on offensive line. And Medley on the right side, just holding it down. But Billy stepped up big time today. And been stepping up big time. So we have depth, and that's one thing that people need to know is we have depth on this team, and that's such a great thing for us.
You and Watson have worked together a lot, like kind of in the side during practice. What have you been learning from him?
You know, just consistency. And, you know, he's such a great leader. He came from Oakland. Now he's with us, and he's been in this league, which is the best league in the NFL, with the best pass rushers in the NFL. So I got to be ready to take on the best of the best. And, you know, we have, you know, Shane Ray and, you know, Von Miller and Akeem and all those guys that are down in Shaq when he comes back healthy. But we have the best on our team. So, you know, get to work with them every single day and watch film and just get better. But we're out there just trying to work on our sets. You know, that's one thing that we want to work on every single day is come out. Me and Meta League will just work on our sets and make sure we square to the line so that we can take on that pass rush.
They brought in guys who were specifically big, nasty, mean, tough. How important is running the ball to that image and who you guys are?
We want to run the ball, man. You better back out of our way because we're coming. And that's how we are. We love to run. We're going to grind in the dirt, and that's where it starts in the trenches. But we have the best D-line, and, you know, our O-line's going to get there where it needs to be. But right now we're just working on one thing, one day at a time, and when the time comes, we'll be ready for week one.
How important is it for the offensive line specifically to practice in pads to get this opportunity against this D-line?
You got to because, you know, as an offensive line, it's you all got to go as one. You all got to be synced as one. So, you know, having a day with pads and having a day with not pads, not saying that our chemistry is not there. It's just a little bit different because you always got to hit somebody. And every single snap, it's you're smacking people around, you're running, you're turning, things are happening. And the trenches are, you know, something that you just got to be ready for every single day because you don't know what's coming. And with pads, it's awesome because we get out here and loosen up what we need to do and get in shape. And, you know, our offense wants to move fast and we want to score fast. And we want teams to realize that we can do that. So we got to be ready for that. And I feel like we're on the right direction right now.
3 to 5 days, how is this compared to your expectations for what you thought training camp was going to be like?
Say that one more time.
3 to 5 days, how is this met your expectations of what you thought training camp would be like?
Training camp, this ain't no college no more. I'll tell you guys that right now. But we have great leaders out here. I got to go against Vaughn, which is a dear friend of mine, like you all know. And he's the best, and I'm so grateful to have him and the people around me. Like I said, we're a family, and, you know, the fans come out here and cheer us on. You see Vaughn getting them routed up, and we have the greatest fans in the country, and now we get to come out here every single day and just put it to work every single day. You know, we're in meetings all day long, and then when we wake up the next day, we got to get ready to go, and that's how we are. We have great leaders on this team. Not only that, but we have great support around us with fans and our coaching and our coaching staff and this great organization that we are that Mr. Bowling created, and we'll be ready to go.
Garrett, when you have practice, you had three practices already. When you go out, what do you feel like is a good day of practice for you? What has to happen in practice for you to come away feeling like, hey, I have a pretty good practice today?
Just get better every day. I try to come out here every single day, and I pick one goal. And, you know, today was my goal, was to work on my sets, and I feel like I did a great job with that. Yesterday was come off the ball. But I have different things I got to work on. You know, the thing about the NFL that people don't know is it's all about consistency. It's all about doing the same thing over and over and over again, because that's what, you know, you look at Joe Staley, you look at Joe Thomas, you look at, you know, all those amazing tackles, Tyrone Smith. They did the same thing every single day. And that's what I'm trying to get to, because I'm, you know, I'm a young buck in this league, and I got to get used to being consistent and work with the best. And it's nothing better than coming out here every day and going against our defense, you know, going against Derek Wolfe, going against Crick, going against Von Miller, going against Akeem, going against, you know, Shane Ray and all those great leaders that just help me. And then they pull me aside and be like, hey, man, you got to do this. Hey, man, your hands are low or your feet are turning. And it just really helps me be the best.
What have you learned?
What
have you learned specifically about footwork that you didn't know when you first came here?
You got to be fast off the ball in this league. Everyone's fast. Everyone's an athlete. And, you know, in college, you know, you have that. You have your first team, which is, you know, the best. But when one guy comes back, they're not the greatest. But out here, everyone's good. You got to take everything. You can't take anything for granted. You know, everyone, your second team, third string, everyone's good. You know, you're playing the National Football League. It's the best of the best. So you just got to be real consistent, work on your footwork every single day, watch film, and then learn from your mistakes and then fix those mistakes when you come out the next day.
Inside the huddle, what do you see from Paxton and Trevor? How are they similar? How are they different?
They're great quarterbacks. Anyone can lead our team, and, you know, it's going to come down to the wire, but I love them dearly. They're great friends. You know, they both have their strengths, and they're both great in what they do. That's why they're here, and that's why they're both going to lead our team. And so I'm just very grateful I get to be and protect them on the blind side, and I get to be there for them and make sure that nobody touches them. Because, you know, my quarterback's like my wife. You touch her, then you're in trouble.
Garrett, what is a, what is a rookie D1's first off day? What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to go hang out with my family, but I'm going to get my body right. And that's one thing I learned, too, is, you know, being around the vets is you got to take care of your body. You know, this is a long season, and it's a grind, and you don't really understand that until you come here, that you got to eat right, you got to get the nutrients that you need in your body, you got to get the massage, you got to get the stretch. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wake up early in the morning, get stretched, and then I'm going to be with my family and just take care of them and be with my wife, because she's nowhere enduring this with me, but she understands that this is a job and I got to provide for my family.
All right, thanks, Garrett.
Thank you all. Thanks,